Okay, in this week's parsha, Parshas Nitzavim, we have a very important pasuk. The pasuk says, "Umal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ves levav zarecha," that Hashem circumcises our heart. He allows our heart to open up, to change, to grow, to perform tshuva. And one of the reasons this pasuk is so significant is because it's one of the psukim that already very, very early Sfarim bring down has a hint to the word Elul, to the month that we are in, as we kick off the final week before Rosh Hashanah. And that is because in the words et levavcha ve et levav, those letters, the first letter of each word, spells out Elul. So there's a hint to the word Elul in this pasuk. And as the Kitter Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Chav Ches points out, it's obvious because Elul is about tshuva, and this pasuk is speaking about how Hashem circumcises our heart, allows us to open up, and allows us to grow and do tshuva. So it's appropriate that there's a hint to Elul in this week's parsha, in this pasuk. Then the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, others bring another hint that many of us maybe are even more familiar with. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li, I'm to my beloved is to me. Again, the first letters of each of the words in the pasuk spell Elul. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that represents tefillah. We daven to Hashem, we are to Hashem, we beseech Him, we ask Him for things, we reach out to Him, and then He's towards us. Then the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings a third pasuk, another hint, and this is, at first glance, seems pretty strange. And he says, there's another hint to Elul in another pasuk. The pasuk is, U'mishloach manos ish l're'eyu u'matanos levyonim. The mitzvah on Purim, that we go ahead and we give presents of food to our neighbors, or we give tzedakah to the poor people. So the word ish l're'eyu starts off with an aleph and a lamed. Umatano starts with a vavav. And le'evyonim starts off with a lamed. There's a hint to Elul in the mitzvah of Purim of giving the gifts to our friends. And again, we thought, what? Purim? We're not in Purim here. We're in Elul. Right? Purim's happy, fun, exciting. This is Elul. What's going on? Right? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch points out, but the pasuk refers to giving poor presents to the poor, matanos levyonim, that represents tzedakah. So we have three different psukim representing three different aspects of our growth, of our tshuva process, tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah. Charity, repentance, and prayer, mavirin esroa gezeira, that's what we recite on our davening, and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Those three things get rid of our gzar din, gets rid of our decree. Okay. But there's really something a little deeper going on in this hint in the reference of the mitzvos of Purim in the Mishloach Manos. And that is that the Saba from Kelm used to say, what are we supposed to be focused on during Elul? Okay, we want to become better people, but like, if we had to like pick like one thing, what should be our focus? So he used to say that it should be on the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, loving our neighbor, we love ourselves. Why is that? He explains something very profound. He said that when comes Rosh Hashanah, what do? We're trying to crown Hashem as the king. And we say, Hashem, we want a Moloch HaLeim. And on everyone. We want you to reign on everyone. We want you to be the king. Kingship on everyone. Yeah, but I hate that guy. I'm everyone but him. As I'm saying, not that guy. That guy I don't like. All of us are not that guy, right? If we don't like another person, if we treat other people in an inappropriate way, so then we don't really mean that we want God to reign over everyone. Not at all. And therefore he used to say that to have the appropriate appreciation and the appropriate acceptance of Hashem as the king, he said we have to love every person as one. And if we work on that, we work on our relationships, we work on the guy that maybe we don't know that well, so I'm going to reach out to him, I'm going to invite him for Shabbos. The guy that maybe I had some differences with, well, I'm going to reconcile those, not just because, you know, I don't want to go into Rosh Hashanah with someone not liking me, that's not for the selfish reason, but because let's undo this, let's bond, let's have some achdus, let's have some unity. So then together we could come on Rosh Hashanah, daven together, and we could make Hashem the king all together as one. That's a powerful kingship. That's why I'm going to do that. Whoa, okay, that's a whole new level. And that's why some explain that that's the hint. That the point of giving these presents on Purim was because at the time of Purim, the only reason, the Sfarim point out, that we were successful in this horrible decree to wipe out the Jewish people was because we became one. Haman, Amalek, they came in when Haman said that the Jewish people are Am Fuzar, Meforad, Bein Amim, that we're separate, we don't have any unity. Bad people, you could come in and nail the Jews, because when we don't have Achdus, when we don't have unity, you could kill us. Easy. That is the secret for our enemies to come get us. The Jewish people got together. They cried, they davened, they did tshuva, they fasted, Tanis Esther, and they became one. Once that happened, forget it. Amalek, Haman, they couldn't touch us, and we won the war. So to show that we were united on Purim, there's this mitzvah of joining together, and therefore it's appropriate that Elul is hinted to in that pasuk, because one of the things, the Sabbath Mikhelm said, not one of the things, the thing that we are supposed to be working on during this time is to achieve a level of unity. Okay. I want to take it even a step deeper than that. The Bala Turim, who one of the Rishonim, well, the Sfarim on the top shelf over there, has a commentary on Chumash. He lived between the years 1269, 1343. So we're talking about an old source now. On the pasuk in this week's parsha that I quoted before, Umal Hashem Elokecha Eslavavcha Veslavav Zerecha, that Hashem circumcises our hearts and our descendants' hearts. On there he says, I have another pasuk that has a hint to Elul. Talking about now 800 years ago. What was the hint? The pasuk that we say at the very end of davening, in the David Hashem Ori paragraph of Tehillim, we say over there, Lulei ha'emanti liros betuv Hashem be'eretz chayim. That David HaMelech said, if it wasn't for my emuna, something would have happened. Doesn't really tell you what. And Lulei has the letters Elul backwards. So in this pasuk in Tehillim that David HaMelech spoke about, there's another hint to the word Elul. And the question is, why? What's that pasuk that we're supposed to get from? So I'd like to share with you a certain historical shift that occurred in people giving Musar Shmuzin during Elul. People, it was common in yeshivas to get Mashkiach, the Rosh Yeshiva would get up and he'd give a powerful, inspirational talk. And at one point, the message was one way, and then all of a sudden, it switched. Rav Yisrael Salanter, the famous leader, founder of the Musar movement, he lived between the years 1810 and 1883. When he would give his Musar inspirational talk during Elul, he would say, "Gotta do tshuva! Because aren't you scared of the punishment if you don't get rid of your sins? Oh, it's so bad. Think about the punishments and think about fearing God and fearing God." That was his message. It was intense. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, his student, Rav Yitzhak Petheberger, or Rav Yitzhak Blazer, made a switch. He started speaking about gratitude. He used to say, you should have so much gratitude for Hashem. Look, you rebelled, you didn't do what you were supposed to do, and Hashem just says, no problem, you can do tshuva. Isn't that nice of him? It's one of the greatest acts of kindness, one of the greatest chassadim that Hashem has. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah in his book Shari Tshuva starts off. This is a chesed, what an amazing method of kindness from God, that he just says, yeah, you did something really bad yesterday, don't worry about it, do tshuva, let's move on. We have a hard time doing that with our friends. Can you imagine this, the things that we've done? And Hashem says, no problem. So he switched to the focus, not from being one of fear of God, but rather of appreciation of God. Hakara Satov. Students ask him, look, what happened? You know, you're supposed to be like the rabbi. Your rabbi used to speak about fear. And all of a sudden you shift and you start talking about gratitude and gratitude and gratitude. So he said, you know, my Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, was on a level that his Yirat Hashem, his fear of heaven, was so complete that that was the right way for him to do tshuva and for him to inspire others to do tshuva. He said, but our level of fear of God is not on that extreme level. And therefore, the better way to go ahead and do it for us is to appreciate what we have. Hakaras HaTov, gratitude. And he said, because when you have gratitude, that's the greatest way to love Hashem. We start noticing, what do we have in our life? We're able to sit here, learn, opposite the Kotel. I always say, people ask me sometimes to give them a tour of the new building. And I take them to the room, and honestly, I have no time for it. That's on video. Okay, so I go ahead and I take the people on a tour, right? And then we get up to the roof and they're like, wow, this is unbelievable, right? And then I say to them, and this is true, I say, you know, thank you so much, because I totally don't think about it anymore. They come here every single day to go down to daven at the Kotel is a burden, right? It takes time, and then they have the tekis down there, and you have to push through all the soldiers to get to daven. Just to use, oh, you want to just daven mincha? It takes you 25 minutes, and it's after a while, you don't appreciate it. And then that guy comes for the first time, he's like, whoa, this is amazing. It's amazing that every day you get to be here. I'm like, you're right. I forgot. So at the end, you know, in the beginning, I'm not happy about the tour. At the end, I'm ecstatic. But we become desensitized. The fact that we're healthy, Baruch Hashem, we're able to sit here, we're able to listen, we're able to speak, we're able to interact with others. Unfortunately, many people that don't have that opportunity. There are people that can't come to learn in Israel. They can't take time to study the Torah, to grow with such amazing friends, rabbis, good food also. It's not bad, right? But we forget about it after a while. We just become, that's the nature of man. It's one of the greatest avodos that we have, is to always remember, to appreciate everything that we have. Why does a person sin? Because he forgets that Hashem just gave him that, and just gave him that, and just gave him that, so I forget about Hashem for a minute. But if every second was so clear to us, I just got this, and this, and this, and this, I'm sinning. Who's letting my hand go there? Who's letting my mouth speak? It's Hashem. He lets me do what I'm doing, when I'm sinning. It's crazy. If we would recognize that, and we would have gratitude to Hashem, that would trigger an amazing love for Hashem. And Ritz Kesselberger said that in some way that's better. A tshuva that we do when we repent through loving Hashem, it's better than repenting through fear of Hashem. The Gemara says when you repent through fear, so the averos go away, the sins go away. When you repent through love of Hashem, the sins turn to merits. Doesn't just go away, they turn into good, to pluses. It looked like an X, and now you get an extra check. So to repent because, Hashem, I love you so much, how could I have done that? I just want to be better. I just want to move forward and be a good person. Can't get better than that. And therefore, he said that the theme of the month of Elul is to go ahead and always appreciate what we have. Hakaras HaTov, gratitude. And the Nesivos HaMishpat, he lived in the 1700s, he wrote a classic work on the Megillas Esther. And he asks, why is it that on Purim we give these presents? So I mentioned before, because we were Achdus, we had unity, and therefore we want to show that we're all one. He says a little more than that. He says that we're giving the presents to thank the other guy. Thank you for you doing tshuva. Thank you for doing mitzvos. Because if you wouldn't have repented, it would just been me by myself, Haman would have killed us. It was only because we did it all together. We davened together. We fasted together. We grew together that we were able to succeed. Thank you. Here's a can of Coke and a nice roll. You give a present to the person to thank them. And that is the hint in Elul in this pasuk. The pasuk says, Lulei amanti liros b'tov Hashem v'eretz chayim. David HaMelech had a difficult life. People always trying to get him into trouble. They were getting in trouble with Shaul, getting in trouble personally. Life was hard. David HaMelech says, "Lule hemanti liros b'tuv Hashem." If it wasn't for the fact that I saw the good in Hashem, there was a lot of difficulty in my life, but I always saw the good. He recognized all the blessings in his life, and that gave him the power to move forward. And that's why in that pasuk there's a hint to the month of Elul, because it's Hakar Satov to recognize all the good that comes from Hashem. It's about gratitude. We have to go over to each other and thank each other. Thank you for adding to the avira, to the whole atmosphere over here. Thank you for saving me the food at lunch. Thank you for not waking me up last night when you walked in and I was sleeping. Thank you for helping me get up in the morning. Thank you for asking me a question that triggered something in my mind. We have to recognize that we're in it together. We're yeshiva, we're one unit. We're going to daven together in Rosh Hashanah. We're going to eat together our meals. We're all one. We're one unit. And we're celebrating that. And we have to recognize within each other. No one here is stepping on anyone's toes. We're only here to help each other be successful. We also have to recognize all the amazing things that we have in our lives. It should be on our list of things to do before we go to sleep. 5 things that we're grateful for. And 5 new things every single day. You should not go to sleep before you do that. It should be part of the Shema. Insert. 5 good things. Things that I appreciate. It can be simple things. But we have to recognize it. We can express it to others. I encourage, if you want to find a chavrusa, someone to do it together with, so you guys can hold each other accountable for it. I'll pick 5, you'll pick 5 before you go to sleep in the morning. We'll speak it out. And then we start, but don't just stop there. Don't just say thank you, it's not just etiquette. They say, whoa, I have these good things. Hashem, thank you for this, amazing. Thank you for giving this, and this. And then all of a sudden, we start to really love God. And we say, oh, well, you give me so much, so it's silly for me to make a mistake in this. Or, I know this is hard for me, but God, this is what you want. Of course I'm going to do it. It's a little bit hard. Right? Some of you are married. Others will get married in Mirtz Hashem very soon. And you'll learn, when it comes to relationships, the first thing we all do is take our wives for granted. Because every day it's the exact same thing. Every day they're saying hello, every day they're helping us, every day they're cooking for us, every day they're worrying about us. Every day, so it gets, after a while, you don't say thank you again. But the more you recognize all that good, the more you love. That's the key. That's the key to loving someone. It starts with our relationships with each other, with our spouses, with our friends, with our roommates, with our rabbis, with our chavrusas. But if you get good at it, then eventually when you're married, it's going to translate into your wife. And that is all really to translate to Hashem. The more we recognize this and the more we love, the more we're able to connect to God in the greatest way. We'll love Hashem to no end. And then we'll be able to do tshuva in the appropriate way. My bracha to all of us as we enter into this last week, 1 week to go before Rosh Hashanah, is we should take the next 7-8 days and count our blessings. Every day. Another 5. Review the 5 from the night before and the night before. And then turn that into loving Hashem. And we'll all enter into Rosh Hashanah, not just with achdus, with unity, to allow Hashem to reign over everyone, all entire the Jewish people, but we'll be with a very, very deep love. A deep love will be so simple for us to repent, so simple for us to move forward, so simple for us to grow. We'll all be zoche to an incredible Rosh Hashanah, an incredible year. All of our tefillah should be answered with much bracha and hatzlacha. Everyone should have an amazing week.